Good morning. Here's your UK News Digest for August 4, 2026, brought to you by Dynamic Devices. In crime news, the Prime Minister has announced that serious sexual offenders, including rapists and child abusers, will be excluded from early release programmes, though this has sparked controversy as the mother of murdered police constable Harper expressed devastation that her son's killers remain eligible for early release under the revised plans. Meanwhile, a pastor has paid tribute to a woman described as precious after her body was discovered in a suitcase, with the investigation ongoing. In health news, a new study reveals that current breast cancer screening programs are missing the majority of women under 50 who face elevated risk, raising concerns about early detection gaps. Meanwhile, health experts say declining childhood vaccination rates stem from factors beyond social media influence, pointing to broader systemic issues. On a more hopeful note, Olympic champion Chris Hoy is channeling his efforts into a campaign aimed at preventing prostate cancer deaths in men through improved awareness and earlier screening. In international news, tensions are escalating on multiple fronts as European Union officials are pushing for reinforced border controls following a surge of migrant crossings into Ceuta. While in Eastern Europe, a deadly Ukrainian drone strike on a crowded beach area has left 7 people dead and 40 injured, according to Russian authorities. Meanwhile, in American politics, former President Trump is facing frustration as several of his key political allies are stepping back from defending him in his ongoing personal legal battles. And in climate news, the United Kingdom's recent heatwave is coming to an abrupt end as meteorologists warn of severe thunderstorms and potential flash flooding across affected regions. While the hot spell has left its mark, with England and Wales recording their driest July in documented history, raising concerns about water resources and agricultural impacts as the country transitions from extreme heat to heavy rainfall within a matter of days. In economy news, the government has expanded its discounted welfare program to include 18-year-olds, extending the half-price travel benefit that aims to make transportation more affordable for young adults. Meanwhile, former President Trump has waded into British energy policy by claiming the United Kingdom is bankrupt following decisions to restrict new oil and gas drilling in the North Sea, a characterization that has drawn sharp criticism from economic analysts who dispute his assessment of Britain's financial standing. In politics news, the Conservative Party is facing scrutiny after selecting a former neo-Nazi activist as their candidate for an upcoming Somerset Council election, raising questions about the party's vetting procedures and candidate selection process. Meanwhile, Nigel Farage has signalled potential collaboration between his Reform UK party and a group called Restore Britain, leaving the door open for a future political pact that could reshape the right-wing political landscape in Britain. And in technology news, a major UK plastic manufacturing company is facing the possibility of legal action over allegations of releasing toxic emissions into the surrounding environment, with concerns mounting about the health and safety impacts on nearby communities as authorities investigate the extent of the pollution and consider enforcement measures that could result in significant penalties or operational restrictions for the facility. This digest provides a synthesis of today's most significant news stories. All content is original analysis designed for accessibility. For complete coverage, visit news websites directly.